multiple promos in my inbox right now that are waiting to be utilized today. Download the app today. Use promo code OOB to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/website/playing-get-terms_DVS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Ben Milstead, the happiest of Mondays to you, our final Monday show of the year. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm just fine, Kwok. Thank you. Good to be here with you. I asked you before we went on the air, when's the last time we were on the air here? And it's been a minute, so a whole lot's happened. Did you have a good Christmas?
I did.
That's one thing that's happened since we've been on the air.
Good, solid Christmas. A lot of good family time. Almost every engagement box checked. And almost every present accounted for, which is nice. I also have two Christmas-related birthdays in my family, so we have a little birthday deal while I'm in Virginia for my sister and my sister-in-law, which that complicates matters a little, but excited to celebrate with them too. It's just good, man. Like, my aunt and uncle were here this weekend from Indiana with my cousin, and so we had some good family time there. Got a little day trip to Chicago. It was just nice. It was a nice nice Christmas season. I didn't get too bent out of shape about short sleeves and shorts on Christmas Day. I just rolled with it, you know. Like, you can't be mad at God on Jesus' birthday. Like, you can't be mad at the father of the bride. You can't be mad about the father of Jesus. So, that's my
Did I just miss something there?
You know, about like 80 degrees. Like, if it's 80 degrees on Christmas, like, it's so disorienting and whatever. But I didn't get mad about it. Because, like I say, like, you're just mad at God. And you can't be mad at God when it's Jesus' birthday. That's what I decided.
We had Christmas dinner, Christmas afternoon, in the garage with the door up. And it was warm.
Yes.
I loved it. It was great. And then the next day, I was in I was in a really, really cold place. And now I'm back in warm and going back cold tomorrow to Syracuse. So, yeah, I've been pounding the vitamin D, man.
How many hours do you think it was above freezing when you were in New York?
Zero.
It was below freezing the whole time?
Yeah, it was zero.
I wondered about that. I wondered if it was just the whole time 30 or below, pretty much.
I had absolutely beautiful snow for a couple of hours. Just, you know, at the perfect time, too, on... You're going to have to help me with days today. Let's see.
Thursday.
Christmas was on Thursday, so
Friday
night.
Okay, Friday night.
Friday night. Yeah, I mean, absolutely perfect, perfect snow. And it was just awesome being in New York and seeing all that. And, of course, you know, it's still Christmas. And my two of my sons were able to go with me.
Oh, that's nice.
And that was one of them. One of them had never been in New York. So he was, I literally caught him. I was going to say he was like Buddy the Elf, but I literally caught him doing the Buddy the Elf jumping across the walkway across one of the intersections. But yeah, we just had a great time. Game aside, we had a great time. And so back in warm weather today and Syracuse tomorrow with basketball. Gonna snow about a foot up there and then back for a day and then Pittsburgh. Can't wait, man.
Man, that's a heck of a travel week right there.
I did not realize you were doing a up and back yesterday to Chicago for women's basketball, and basketball coaches are reluctant to do that for obvious reasons. I knew nothing about Chicago State, right?
Yes, right.
I knew nothing about Chicago State
Me
women's
either.
Basketball. And I was like, oh, boy, this could be risky. Hope everything works out. Turns out, I'm guessing Sean Poppy will be doing day trips.
I told him at the end of postgame yesterday, I said, you know, I like being with y'all in hotels. Like, y'all are cool people. But if you want to keep doing these day trips, like, I'm good with that, too.
And if people don't know why, the a school record, ACC record in number of threes hit?
That's 21. 21 of 35 from three yesterday.
Yeah, so it certainly did not hurt the shooting.
No, it did not. In fact, the there was an exhibition that they had in October. It was private, so like the details are not released. But they did a day trip to Tulane, to scrimmage Tulane. And in a 40-minute scrimmage on the only other day trip that they've done this year like that, they made 16 threes. And coming off that trip, I was told by multiple people, Faxon was one, but I was told by multiple other people, we are going to set a school record for threes made multiple times this year. That's what I was told.
How about that?
And the percentages have been down, like way below what you would think. But then, lo and behold, they do this day trip after Christmas with a week between games. You're thinking maybe there's some rust or whatever. They had eight threes in the first quarter. And, like, some of these were wide open, but some of them were not wide open. And as somebody put it to me, 21 of 35 is hard to do in the gym by yourself, much less an entire team to do in a game environment while you're also holding the other team to 30% from the floor and diving on the floor for loose balls and winning rebounding by 20. Chicago State's 1-12. That's not a good team that they played yesterday. It's a bad basketball team that they played yesterday. But Clemson has made some bad basketball teams look less bad because they haven't shot it well this year. At home, away, it didn't matter. That was big. That was also, coincidentally, Ben, that was the best thing I saw this weekend. The other best thing I saw this weekend, man, you will never be able to get this. I'm not even sure you'll get it from the audio. But my second year working with Sean Poppy, we have a great relationship. We have great chats before the game, after the game, whatever. Like, we just have, he's a great dude. We have a great relationship. I watched him get emotional yesterday after the game when I asked him about the Clemson section at the game. There was an entire girls basketball team at the game. I think maybe a Clemson recruit is on the team or something like that. It may have been from Sean Poppy's high school. I'm not 100% sure what the team was. There were probably between 75 and 100 people that bust in from Sean Poppy's hometown to root for the Tigers yesterday. And Chicago State had some people there, but Clemson had a loud section of people there. And they gave a standing ovation after the game. And he came across to the opposite side of the arena, and he got emotional on the air yesterday talking about all of the, not just family, but like, think about it. You know, you want to see your family at Christmas time, and if you're a basketball coach, you don't really get to do a lot of family Christmas unless Christmas comes to you and you're working. He got to see family that I'm sure he doesn't get to see at Christmas time. And he got to see friends that he hadn't seen in a while. And they spent an extra long amount of time on the court talking to people after the game. It meant a great deal to him that they were able to play well in front of his friends and family from back home. Also, Clemson's best recruit in program history happened to be in the building as well.
That's helped.
That also helped quite a bit. So those were that combination of things. That was just a wholesome. That was a great. If you're a Clemson fan, that's the kind of stuff that you freaking love, man. Like, that's what you want to see from your coach, what you want to hear from your coach, the types of things that they're doing. And then to see him get emotional after the game was pretty neat. What was the best thing you saw this weekend, Ben?
I'm going to have to pass today because I've saw a lot of great things. I watched a whole lot of football, college and pro. There's just not that one thing that just jumps off the page to me. So, you know, and a lot of the great things that I saw since we were last on the air had nothing to do with sports. My focus was certainly on that too. So I'm going to have to pass today. There was too many great things to mention. I'm sort of hit or miss sometimes on the Christmas season. And I don't know why this year. I just really enjoyed and appreciated it and appreciated family and the meaning of Christmas. And I was very wrapped up in that and happy that I was. I'm also happy that I was able to take down my Christmas decorations yesterday.
Hey, there we go. Proud of you, buddy. You don't leave them up till New Year's? You don't take that out that you can leave them up till New Year's?
I take them down whenever I can. I just hate having it hanging over my head. So, yesterday afternoon, was a good chance, a good opportunity. I'm going to be gone a lot here coming up, so I got that done.
A couple of before we take it, we'll take an early break because I know people want to talk about Clemson, and we certainly will. Tony Elliott getting his 11th win, most wins in the history of Virginia football. That was incredible. And doing it against a Missouri team that is as fraudulent as fraud gets, man, that's great. It was just great for me. The other one is the Bears-Niners game last night. We're watching that. We're watching some of that like in during transit. Great game last night.
It really was. And I enjoyed that game. The Bears committed pass interference on the very first two passes of the game, one of which was a pick six. But it it still made it. It's like, okay, well, cool. We'll spot the Bears a touchdown here. And, they managed to win the game anyway. So
let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk Clemson. Ben was there. I was here. We have lots of things to say. I know you have thoughts and questions as well. 654 Roar is the number. Hour one of the program continues right after this.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
At Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney, we carry Western and workwear as well as boots for men, women, and children. We also carry clothes for tactical, fire retardant, nurses, hunting, shooting, and fishing gear and supplies. Looking for firearms or ammo? We have a large selection to choose from. Make Cherokee Outfitters your go-to store for everything outdoors. Visit us today at 370 Peachoid Road, exit 90 on I-85.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Thinking about a move to the upstate? Discover Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 3 miles from historic downtown and 8 miles from Clemson. Choose from one- or two-story designs starting in the mid-300s and customize every detail in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. Community pool opens in 2026. Move in fast or build your dream home and save up to $15,000 or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com and start your new chapter in the upstate.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
If you need expert tree care, call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner in the upstate, for top quality tree work and more. From safe tree removal to trimming, stump grinding, and emergency storm services, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their team of certified professionals is committed to enhancing your landscape one tree at a time. The best prices around, reliable service, and fully insured. Franklin Tree Service is your go-to for all your tree needs. Call them today, 864-947-9065.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
What's Kwok ranting about?
I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know I'm doing it really, really well.
Find out weekdays from noon to 3, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
You know, I like this. Text from the 864 on the Adams Carving text line says, my Christmas stuff stays up till after Easter. It sees the birth and the resurrection. Touche, buddy.
That's a joke, right?
I can't argue with the spiritual significance, you know?
Yeah, I bury mine. I bury mine on December 28th.
It does not rise
no.
at Easter.
If it rises, only one man rose from the dead, and it's not my Christmas decorations.
Oh, man, that's funny. This hour of the program brought to you by our friends at PhD Weight Loss. Dr. Ashley Lucas says there's lots of people waiting till Thursday. Can you imagine? Waiting till Thursday, knowing you're unhealthy, knowing that you've got to drop that weight, knowing that you've got to start some different habits and do some new things, knowing that you have a better path forward. Imagine waiting 3 days to do that when you know it needs to happen today. Imagine that. You don't have to imagine anymore because PhD Weight Loss is adding 2 free weeks to your program when you join this month. So you can already ramp up during the holidays and start the new year working towards your goals. You can get a couple extra days right there with their metabolic reset system. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team do a great job of nailing down what it is that can get you to your goals without drugs or starvation diets or endless workouts. It's science-based, it's smart, it's easy to sort of carry through the rest of your life. When you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they're going to waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. No reason to wait whatsoever. Call PhD Weight Loss today. Start 2026 already ahead. Mention 2 weeks on the phone, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com. Obviously, the thing that's at the front of everybody's mind, especially after we've been off for almost a week, is what the heck happened on Saturday. And, of course, like scoreboard says Clemson lost 22-10. I think spiritually it felt worse than that for a lot of reasons. And I think for fans it felt worse than that. It felt worse in a way that probably sent you into a spiral, if you're being honest, after that, after watching that game. Just, 236 yards of offense against a team that had denied Dennis Sutton but was missing a lot of people. A 100-yard rusher for Penn State that had no carries on the season. There were a lot of things that you could explain away as a product of the game, and yet they were things that Penn State, dealing with a lot of the opt-outs and the absences that Clemson was dealing with, that Penn State managed to still have. They had a 100-yard receiver and a 100-yard rusher. They managed to play the game without like major issues on either side of the ball. Not great. Like, Penn State wasn't great. They're not like hanging that in the Louvre. Ben, you were there in person. What were your main takeaways from Saturday?
The game started, and I felt like I was watching a spring game. I didn't feel like either team was very motivated to be there, to be quite honest with you. And that is maybe more a symptom of the bowl season. I was bored early on. I wondered if either team really wanted to win. And at one point in the game, Kwok, I convinced myself that I did not care who won this game. I really felt that way early on. At the end of the game, I realized that was not the case because I always care who wins.
It sucks when reality hits you like
that.
Right?
You know, and if I, that's just me. If you're keeping score, I want to win. Bottom line, I want to win. I didn't care who was playing. I didn't care who was not playing. In fact, where that's concerned, I mean, Penn State lost an offensive line. You lost a defensive line. That's a wash to me. So you can't give me an excuse of, well, you know, these guys weren't playing and that's why you lost. No, that's not. I mean, Penn State had just as many. And, you know, they had key players too. Offensively for Clemson, 9 of the 11 players that started against South Carolina started in this game. You don't have any excuse on offense, so save it.
Exactly.
You don't have any excuse. The Penn State, that Penn State defense with their starters had just given up over 500 yards of offense to Rutgers. Rutgers!
In a game they had to win, by the way, to get bowl eligible. So it was like a desperate situation.
So they give up 500 yards to Rutgers, and you struggle to – you don't even hit half of that. And you struggle with the 236 yards that you do have. I don't care about any other factor. That is not acceptable. And that ticks me off. That ticks me off. And it is further evidence that you have to make some major changes. I'm not talking about at quarterback. I'm not talking about at this coach or that coach. I feel like you now have a program issue. And Coach Sweeney earlier this year was very direct in separating the season issue and programs. And I bought into that at the time. I think he was right in the angle that he was coming from. But now we have the second half of the season also to draw from. You do not have a quarterback problem at Clemson, in my opinion. You do not have a offensive coordinator problem. You do not have a problem with how many former players you have. It is not just the A problem. It is all of that. And I think these next 2 weeks for Clemson and the program are as big a 2 weeks as perhaps you've ever had in the Dabo Sweeney era. Is that clear enough, Quok?
That's pretty clear. You're pretty clear-minded after a couple days. I appreciate it. Let me...
And Texture says, so you're saying fire Dabo. I hope that's a joke because I never once said that.
Where do I start this? That's the biggest issue. Is that I don't really – here's where I'm going to start, okay? Here's where I'm going to start. And I'm going to answer your question like this, okay? I'm going to answer your question like this. I have said for weeks now, and I believe this with every fiber of my being, that when you are at critical mass like this, when things have to change, things have to get done, the worst thing you can do is fix what's not broken. If you are a fan, though, and you are looking at, okay, that's fair, what's not broken, it's real hard to find them. Because, like it or not, the defensive line that got worn down in the game is next year's defensive line. Except for Jaheim Lawson and Stephylin Green. Jaheim Lawson and Stephylin Green are going to start.
But if you would have had those guys, that would have been pretty significant in that game.
Do you win the game?
No, probably not.
I don't think so. No. But to your point, yeah, you're missing those couple guys. That secondary is who you got. That's next year's secondary. The run game that you didn't have, your best player in that run game is not there. The one guy that was obviously the key cog to the passing game, Antonio Williams, not going to be there. You're losing several on that offensive line. I felt like Penn State actually came out of the game, and some of it is because they won. They came out of the game with some decent stuff to put on film for Matt Campbell to see. Like, they have a redshirt freshman go for 100 yards, and Matt Campbell might be like, you know what? Maybe we don't spend quite as much in the portal because we got this guy. He averaged 5 yards a carry. He could tote the rock. this game, and I said this at halftime, this game became about Penn State putting together two absolutely grinding drives at the beginning of the third quarter, where Clemson did it at the end of the first half. The thing that Penn State did in the third quarter, Clemson actually did it at the end of the first half, but then you had halftime. Clemson had a 10-play drive that went 405, and they missed the field goal. Then you had a 10-play drive that went 246. You made the field goal at the end of the half. Penn State came out. They went 12 plays, 11 plays, 10 minutes, 32 seconds combined, and it completely wiped Clemson's defense. Mm-hmm. And they decided, we are going to be the team that runs it. And the issues in coverage, in my opinion, are related to, we can't stop the run right now.
And the defense was on the field, was clearly on the field way too long. You know, you asked me if they would have, you know, if Green and Lawson would have changed the outcome. Not that those would not have been significant pieces, but I have to assume that they would have still been on the field. Maybe they've been on the field a little less time because, you know, maybe you get a stop here and there, but the offense did nothing to help the defense. Nothing to help the defense.
This is, oh man, Dabo Swinney after the game was asked about the, and in fact, he said it on our fifth quarter show with Tim, and he said, I know in the bigger media too, that he basically said that the offense's issues in the second half were partially related to, we don't have the ball. We didn't have the ball. The defense didn't get off the field. And you know what? In some ways, fair. But the issue that I have there is that Penn State was able to keep the ball. Like, you can't just make it about you, especially when it's backups. Penn State was able to keep the ball. They were able to convert in short yardage. They out-schemed Clemson offensively a couple times. They outworked Clemson on the line of scrimmage a couple times. They were able to stay on the field. You know who has the option to convert third downs and stay on the field? You do. If the defense is having a hard time getting off the field, you know what complimentary football is? Complimentary football says, then you know what? We are going to stay on the field. Mm-hmm. And we're going to score because we have the option to do that. It's not just that Penn State gets to decide who gets to come on and off the field, or that Clemson's defense is the only unit that gets to decide.
In the third quarter, Penn State had the ball 10 minutes and 28 seconds. Your offense was only on the field for 4 minutes and 32 seconds in the third quarter. That was the game, man. That was the game. Side note real quick, for everybody that keeps texting about the first 2 hours of Mickey's show today, they did not get recorded, so they're not going to get uploaded. We had some issues here apparently, and they did not get recorded. So sorry about that. Glad you can listen now. And really nothing much more I can say about that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it bothered me that, for example, you're talking about systemic issues. Mm-hmm. Complementary football says when the defense can't get off the field, the offense needs to stay on the field. It's one of the reasons, and I know we've retconned the whole era, but it's one of the reasons that the Chad Morris era had flaws. Because no matter what the struggles were on defense, when Clemson got the ball, it was, go, go, go. We're going to go as fast as we can, and sometimes it means we're going to punt after 40 seconds. So I get it, but the offense in the two drives that were in between those two long drives, one of which, by the way, Clemson stops Penn State. Penn State's guy drops the ball on fourth down, and so the defense gets off the field there, or it would have been even longer. The one drive, the 12 play drive coming out of the half. Then Clemson takes the ball down and can't score. They end up punting the ball at the plus 44. And then, so after the second drive, the second 5 minute drive, Clemson goes 3 and out. They have the ball for 1:22. They go 3 and out and punt the ball. It is okay for both teams to possess the ball. And Clemson's offense was incapable on a day where the more of your starters than not were on the offensive line. Your starting quarterback and running back were in the game. Clemson was incapable of establishing the run. Penn State, with a backup quarterback, their third best running back, and 4 starters out on their offensive line, was capable and willing to establish the run. And I don't know exactly what the problem is there, but I know that is a problem. And that cannot continue. Clemson's never been considered great on the offensive line, but there were lots of times where Clemson rushed for over 300 yards in games. And in the second half of games, when Clemson gets a lead, they're able to wear you out because of depth and because of a want to and a desire to run the football. Clemson has no real desire to run the football and to make you hurt. And I don't know if that's a strength conditioning problem, and I don't know if that's an offensive line problem or a quarterback problem or running back problem or what. I don't know whose problem that is, but that was the seminal problem. Outside of the players that weren't there, with the players that played, the issue in the game was Penn State's backup offense on a team that was not good offensively all year was willing and able to establish the run in a way that Clemson was neither willing nor able to do. Let's go to Keith in Greenwood, who's up with us next. 654-ROAR is the number. What's up, Keith?
Yeah, I'm sitting here listening to you, man. I have to agree 100% with both of you. And it goes back to about the Syracuse game. You know, it just don't look like Clemson football no more. Now, I mean, even when they, back in the 70s when they played, they might not have been winning a lot of games, but they played, they give an effort. And it's just not the same.
Listen.
And when I seen the three and out and a fake punt, I knew right then what the rest of the day was going to be from then on.
Well, and that set a really bad tone for the whole thing, Keith. I agree with you on that. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. Two things on that. First of all, you were hoping that it wasn't true. But, man, it was hard not to make the indelible image of the game, the punter throwing the ball to a player that thought that the ball was kicked and hit behind him and tried to cover the ball up. It's hard not to make that, like, the lasting image of the game. But either that or two defenders running into each other, like the Keystone Cops, as Dabo said, that both had a chance to tackle a receiver. One of them was on topside. It wasn't like they ran into him from behind. One of them was on topside. And he ends up going for a catch-and-run touchdown. And Keith is right. That doesn't look one play away to me. That looks significantly farther away from a national championship, college football playoff, ACC title contender than anything that we imagined that we could see. It's just not close. It's not close. It's not close in any aspect. It was not close in that game. Past Clemson teams, you would have seen freshmen and redshirt freshmen and sophomores step up and take the challenge, and you would have at least seen a glimmer of hope about the future. There was not a single hopeful thing about the future to take from that game, other than the guys you already knew could play. And again, I don't know whose issue that is. I have no idea. There's so many things. I don't know what the fix is, but that is a major problem. And if it doesn't get fixed, then it's going to keep being a problem. Scott and Greenwood coming to you on the other side. Hang on. Let me tell you about Collegiate Legacy Designs. One of the great things I saw this weekend, Ben, I watched Ashby open up her gift at like 5:45 in the morning on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
She received a plaque from Collegiate Legacy Designs, and Ashby is a recent graduate. And I saw like a half a tear roll down her face. It was a great moment. You can feel that same way with a Clemson ring plaque you can put in your home or office or whatever. It is a great, great piece. We got those for Christmas here at the station, and those are just, I mean, it's unbelievable. I can't wait to find the perfect spot for it in my office. We're doing some work in my office right now, but I can't wait to put it in the exact perfect spot. CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. The Terriers do a great job. 5-star reviews everywhere at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. Stay with us. We'll go to Scott's phone call. More on Clemson and Penn State as Hour 1 continues next.
Have you thought about creating an estate plan? Without a will or trust in place, the state will have control over your assets when you're gone. If this is something you haven't thought about yet, let the Green Law Firm help you plan for your future and your family's security. David and his team specialize in creating the best estate plans for you, including wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and end-of-life directives. Let Green Law Firm give you peace of mind knowing your legacy is protected. Call today at 86-427-1794 or visit greenlaw.legal for your free consultation.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Buying a mattress is painful. That's why we developed the Duo Mattress, a patented two-piece mattress design that makes this process easy. The Duo is the most cost-effective, sustainable, adaptable, and comfortable mattress you've ever experienced. With our 100-night sleep trial and unique comfort exchange, you can rest easy knowing you're taken care of with engineered sleep.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
At B&D Family Jewelers, value and trust come first. Make this Christmas sparkle with fine jewelry for the holidays, weddings, or any occasion. Explore on-site repairs and looking to sell? We buy gold, silver, platinum, old jewelry, and sterling flatware for someone special or treat yourself. Visit B&D Family Jewelers, 1600 John B. White Boulevard in Spartanburg, or check us out at bndfamilyjewelers.com. B&D Family Jewelers can help make your special occasion memorable.
Hey Tiger fans, did you know up to 60% of the air in your home comes from your crawl space or basement? If moisture, musty odors, or wood rot are hiding under your house, it could be harming your home and your health. Crawlspace Medic, locally owned and staffed by Clemson alumni, offers honest, certified evaluations with no pressure and no upselling. Protect your home from the ground up. Schedule your free inspection today. Call the pros at Crawlspace Medic.
The Roar, with enough hot takes to melt your smart speaker. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Continues out of bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead with you. Thanks for joining us here on the program today. A lot of people agreeing with our assessment. I think most people are pretty sober today about what this is. Can I tell you one thing? We'll go to Scott's phone call and say, I'll tell you one thing that struck me, and I don't want to feel this way, but I had a friend of mine text me. And I understand what the program line is going to be on this. You'll never get anybody to say this. But the sort of crux of the text that he sent me was, why don't I feel worse about some of these older guys not playing in this bowl game? He's like, I know we're less likely to win, but I just don't feel anything. And I actually, watching the offense, watching the things that older players were messing up on Saturday, just like basic stuff that guys in your 30th, 40th, 50th game should not be having issues with, it did occur to me that some of this issue might be just getting some guys out. And I'm not talking about processing portal guys. I'm talking about just after a 6-loss season, just getting some of this leadership group out of the program just to give some other guys a try. I wonder if that fixes some of the issues. I don't know. Like I say, I don't know. But I wonder if that fixes some of the issues. Let's go to Scott in Greenville, who's up with us next. What's up, Scott?
Well, Ben, if you walked outside right now, had on a baggy shirt, I bet you could just
raise your arms, and the wind would pick you up and fly you to Syracuse. You
That's
would not
the
have
truth.
To buy a plane ticket.
Man,
alive.
It is
kicking today, brother. Hey, Qualk, you played with the likes at Daniel High School under Coach Jeff Manis. You played with the likes of Nuke and Shaq and all that, right?
I did not play with Shaq. I did play with Nuke, okay. And I played with Jarvis Jenkins. Those are okay. My two most famous teammates. A lot of other good dudes as well.
So you're on the floor with Nuke playing basketball. Who's giving more effort in that game, you or Nuke?
I
don't care who you're playing.
I mean, I would like to say me. It's probably me because I got more ground to make up, you know? Like, Nuke played hard, but like, I'm probably going to have to outwork him, you know?
Right. But who's the better ball player?
Oh, at Nuke, without question.
Okay. That's what happened Saturday. I'm not going to sit and question their effort. These guys gave a lot of effort. They just don't have it. That's why they're buried on the depth chart. That's why they played 10 snaps all year. They hadn't played. So it was one of the radio guys listened to it. He said it best. He said, these guys have not played this many snaps since high school. And that's the truth. So I'm not going to question effort on Saturday. Some of these guys just don't have it, and they're getting giddy and getting starstruck and don't have – you know, stage fright and all that kind of stuff, getting out there nervous or whatever. That's just what it was. I didn't have any expectations of winning that game on Saturday. My problem is things like this, little things like this, and it was questioned on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. But we have former players going on Twitter bashing about how they were not used right, and they're partially right. I hate social media because I think every one of these kids go on there and vent stuff they shouldn't vent. But we're putting Peter Woods at fullback when we've got a hammerhead at fullback. And now hammerhead's in the transfer portal. And Peter Woods going to the NFL. I question some of that type of stuff more so than I question these guys' effort and energy and all that. I don't know how we fix. I mean, we're going to have 30 guys in the portal, it seems like, to fix. Because if this team that's out there Saturday – I told Mickey this morning, I don't think there's 10 guys on the roster right now that are going to be considerable playing time next year. There's some guys we're going to build around. But I don't know if 10 guys right now on this roster that we're going to really build around next year and going to give us considerable time. No more than 10. There can't be. Because we saw that Saturday, and it just wasn't good. You know, that's why they got beat bad in the second half. They were wore down. They had not experienced anything like that. I'm old school, okay? You remember when Christian McCaffrey was – he opted out Stanford's bowl game, and everybody's like, oh, my gosh.
He was the first one.
And now everybody's like, oh, who cares, whatever. He can play, whatever. The complacency with that kind of nonsense. The Penn State kid, in his interview, I think Walt shared this, where he's talking about playing again and getting that one final opportunity, and he didn't have to play. He got two sacks in the game. Denson or Dennison or whatever his name is. That's
Deny
the kind
Dennis
of kids
Sutton,
you need.
Yeah.
Yeah, I that's the kind of kids you need. And they're very few and far between in this game, man. And it's just, I don't know. Saturday, I wasn't frustrated Saturday. I didn't have any expectations Saturday. I was ready for the page to turn. I'm ready for that chapter to close and to see what we do. I think Dabo's going to get us going back in the right direction. But as a fan, I have to trust the man that built it. You know, he's got more time and effort and energy. I don't question the money that he makes. That's not none of my business. Give the man an opportunity to fix it, and I think he's going to do that in this portal, and I'm looking forward to see. Now, if he doesn't, we've got a different conversation. If this coaching staff, I don't know what changes. I'm not in that locker room. I can't question leadership. I'm not in the locker room. I don't see it. Doesn't mean it's not there. But if this coaching staff can't make some changes and can't fix it in the portal coming up, then we got bigger issues at Clemson than we realize, and there might need to be some changes made. But it's a wait and see for me, man. January, Friday, when it opens up, we'll see what starts to happen and go from there. But I'm not down and out. I'm just kind of like, all right, let's just kind of let's see what happens. I trust you. You built it. Fix it, you know?
I feel that, Scott. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Yeah, bud.
I would say, I mean, I think there's more than 10. He said there's not 10 people. You could easily find 10. My point is there's nobody new. There's nobody that popped up in this game that, like, got 60-yard receiving that you're going, hey, man, This guy's been waiting in the wings. How about this guy right here? Like Tyler Brown, look, I've been the biggest Tyler Brown guy. The guy drops his first two passes. I mean, this is your moment. You've been waiting all year for your chance. You drop the first two passes. Bettencourt drops a pass in his hands. People drop it back. I mean, like you.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any more about that guy, Bettencourt. I don't want to hear any more about him until he actually does something on the field, because I supported him like a lot of people here at the station did. That room did nothing this year. Let's just be honest. And Bettencourt is supposed to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. Yeah, you couldn't beat out Josh Sapp for snaps. So I don't want to hear any more about him until he actually does something.
I mean, I wanted to come out of this game feeling good about some guys who didn't get to play because better players were ahead of them. I just did. That would have been great. And they're just not. They're not anywhere. Let's go to Buddy, who's up with us next. What's up, Buddy?
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Oh, we're doing great. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I guess I'm doing okay. I really didn't think that we would get beat yesterday. I thought we would kind of maybe come out and show a little swagger, you know, and with some of the young guys, you know, getting some playing time and so on and so forth. I'm trying to wrap my head around how we're going to fix this stuff on the team. I was reading the other day on TigerNet, what was a linebacker that's All-American that went to Clemson and he's in the Football Hall of Fame?
It's LeVon Kirkland? You talking about Kirkland?
No.
Jeff Davis?
No. No, his son was on the football team.
Keith Adams?
Yeah.
Okay.
That article disturbed me. I just couldn't understand what the issue was, why this guy wasn't playing more. I remember the game that he did play and he ran real well. But you know, he was pretty vocal about his situation there at Clemson. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but you guys lay it on the line from time to time. And, you know, what do you think about that? I mean, do you think that, I mean, is that something that, an issue that that more than one person on the football team is having to deal with? I mean, why would Dabo not play him?
Well, it's a great question, Buddy. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. What Buddy's talking about there is, and Scott brought it up, Keith Adams Jr., we knew he was going to the transfer portal weeks ago. And he put something out, I guess yesterday or the day, but I think it was yesterday after the bowl game. And he basically said, I'm available for 1 year. I was not used right in my previous school. And there have been all sorts of opinions about this. Here's where I stand on it. If I agree that the running back rotation was odd at times this year and that Clemson struggled at times in short yardage and you had a guy who literally was only there to do short yardage, we were told, that never got in, then I'm not going to be mad at him for saying what I've been saying. Like, there's a lot of people mad that Keith Adams Jr. is airing laundry that we were happily airing on text threads and message boards and everything else. And I'm saying we, plural. Keith Adams Jr.'s got a healthy belief in himself. And I'll tell you this, too. If you pull that locker room, I think a lot of people thought that Keith Adams Jr. should have played more. Now, more is relative. Should he have been running back one? Should he have been running back two? No. But should he have been used more at the goal line and in short yardage? I mean, probably. You got a guy out there that can do that.
I'm a little surprised that people are so offended by what he said.
Me too.
Quite honestly.
Because don't most people agree?
Whether we agree or not, we saw him up against bad teams play really well. And I loved what I saw from him. But listen, half the guys that hit the transfer portal are hitting that are third string on a roster think they didn't get used right. That's why they're in the portal. Keith Adams Jr. is just saying the quiet part out loud. Every third string guy thinks they ought to be the guy. That's what they're supposed to feel like. I don't care what a guy leaving says. I mean, you go there and poll every third and fourth string guy right now, I guarantee you half of them say, well, I'm not being used right. You know, well, you suck. That's why you're not playing. Yeah, but I'm not being used right. This is not something new, folks.
I would say 98% of people who go in the transfer portal are hoping to be used better at their new place.
Yeah, it's just Keith kind of burnt the bridge on the way out, which is probably not the best thing to do. But it's not like he said, you know, gave away some major secret or just, you know, dog cussed a coach. He said my former school didn't use me the right way. No issue.
Let's go back to the phones. We got 2 minutes left in this hour. David in Greenville joins us next. Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I agree with Keith. I agree with Keith Adams. And I don't think he said anything wrong by expressing that. I mean, he said what was obvious. He wasn't used right. And, I mean, we had situations where we needed a yard or two, and you got a running back, and his nickname is Hammerhead, and we go and put the defensive tackle in the game. The same defensive tackle that a lot of people are complaining about, that they felt he wasn't given the proper effort at his own position. Why would we go put him at another position at critical times at the game? And that's not what he's trained for. And if I was Keith Adams, I would be upset too. In fact, I just felt, I don't think he said anything wrong. He was just acknowledging the fact that he didn't feel like he was being used right. Now, with that being said, though, one of the things I keep hearing, too, is a lot of people are bringing up. Now, Ben, you said this and you corrected it, but something opposite of what you said is that a lot of people are saying that they keep bringing up that Clemson was missing 27 players or something like that. Well, Penn State was missing 33 to 34 on the last.
That's right.
The last time I checked there.
That's right.
They also was missing a head coach. They had a staff full of coaches that some of them, half of them, are going to other schools, and you got you have other players on that team. Some of them are going to enter the transfer portal as well. I think the difference is that when the NCAA made the rule, they made the change where you could have 105 players, but you would lose your walk-ons. A lot of schools took advantage of that. And you can go to, like, look at 247, for instance, at their website, their recruiting page. You'll see where some schools took about 30 high school players last year, and then they still took about 20-something transfer portal players. That was kind of to make up that gap of that 105. But I think Clemson did the opposite. It seems like they didn't take any extra players. They just started rewarding guys who had been in the program, even if they were walk-ons. And I feel like that hurt the depth when it came to Penn State. That's why Penn State still looked like a functional team, even though they lost more players. They still had staff missing, but they still went out there and looked like a more better football team than Clemson did. And
I'm sorry,
go ahead.
I agree with that, David. Hey, I know you got one more point. Can I hold you through the break?
Go ahead.
Do it on the other side.
That's fine.
All right, sounds good. I don't want to cut off David's last point. Hour two, we'll go back to the phones after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry, soap, seasonal scents, and more. Follow Buff City Soap Clemson and Buff City Soap Greenville on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower. The list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber. One Time Plumber.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit LongviewCarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Ready to hit the trail? Start with protection that's as tough as the terrain. Rhino Linings of Greenville, now at Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters in Simpsonville.
Spray-on bed liners, rock-solid durability. And while you're here, gear up with lift kits, wheels, lighting, racks, and more.
From overland rigs to weekend warriors, Odyssey has the gear and the know-how to outfit your ride right.
Rhino tough, trail ready, all under one roof.
Visit OdysseyVehiclesOutfitters.com and get Rhino tough today.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Hour number three, out of bounds.